Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldberg, treating an osteoporosis on Alexis Arriazaga-Valentin. Date of birth is 6/6/1972. Date of procedure is July 30th, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Goldberg. Your referring physician is Dr. V. Nandam. Procedure performed is a cervical gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and cold snare polypectomy. Indication is metapigastric abdominal pain. Description of procedure, informed consent of the pain period, possible complication procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, such as malignancy, or all assigned to the patient. Patient is brought to the endoscopy suite. Place in left lateral position, sedated for anesthesia services, monitored anesthesia care, while the patient will your gastric opus and shoes into the esophagus, demands in direct vision to the second portion of duodenum. Period. Careful examination made of the duodenum bulb, second portion of duodenum, stomach, G-junction, esophagus, or retroflex use, obtained for cardiac air resection from the stomach before dual scope. The patient's had the procedure well without any complications. Findings. Proximal and mid-esophagus appeared on remarkable. Next line, the Z-line was mildly irregular at 40 centimeters from the VIPOC with evidence of salmon colored mucosa noted, comma C0, M1.5, prog C0, M1.5, comma biopsies were obtained in all four quadrants for further evaluation and histology and to rule out Barrett's esophagus. Next line. There was evidence of patchy mild gastric erythema, comma biopsies were obtained in the interim body for histology and to rule out H. pylori. Next line. There were two gastric fundus polyps, approximately 68 millimeters in size, removed with cold snare polypectomy in total. Next line. There was evidence of the duodenum appeared unremarkable to D2 portion, comma biopsies were obtained for further evaluation for celiac disease. Next line, plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, if patient is found to have Barrett's esophagus, will need repeat endoscopy in 3 to 5 years, as well as PPI indefinitely to be taken daily. Next line, may need trial of alternative PPI therapy like lubeprazole. We'll discuss further in the office. Next line, follow-up in office previously scheduled. Next line, recommend avoidance of NSAID. The anterior reflex precautions are explained. Next line, recommend abdominal imaging for mid-epigastric abdominal pain. Thank you.